This call is being recorded.
Time or another, you will be joining us, even if briefly. There will certainly be times where we will be coming down and joining you as well. Our all is, as you have been hearing many, many times, all is being orchestrated. You are entirely a part of this process. Even now, as you sit or lay or stand within your healing chamber, you are acclimating your energies now so that when the time comes, you can help direct others to move into these chambers. They will not be as quick to accept that this is safe for them. But many of you will be there to assist in that process. Some on ships, some down in hollow earth, others in the cities of light. There will be healing chambers in all these areas. For first, it is important to heal the physical body and the astral and the etheric. Once you are healed, you can then assist many others in healing, in helping them to accept what is happening, what is occurring, that there are many changes that are happening in the moment and more that are coming. I want you now to, if you haven't already, to begin to move out of the chamber. You cannot stay in it for too long here. You have reached the maximum. So move out of the chamber. Find yourself now outside of the ship, looking at the ship, looking at the immenseness of our ship. And again, feeling the energy, the consciousness of the ship itself. That energy is now imbued within each one of you. Our energy. The consciousness of this ship is imbued in you. You will bring that back now to your physical form. And as you move into your physical form, whatever healing aspect took place within that healing chamber, whatever you feel has happened within the vibration there, will occur now within your physical body as you move back into it. But the most important thing, just as when I walked the earth as Yeshua and did the channeling of healing energies at that time, those healing energies did not last if those that received the energies did not believe. Whereas I said many times, it is the faith, it is your faith that has healed you. I of myself can do nothing, but the Father that works within me doeth all the works. So the most important thing is to believe. Believe that healing has taken place now. Know that it has. You have seen this in action in the past advance that you had, where healing was manifested. But because of lack of belief in some, it did not last. Because your programming has been so strong. The more that you come to understand that you are the healing energy, you and your higher God self are one. And therefore, if you are one with your higher God self, there can be no illnesses. There can be no maladies of any kind. There can be no aches and pains. If there is only love, there is no pain and suffering of any kind. If you get rid of all fear in your life, all pain and suffering go away. Fear of the unknown, fear of what you have seen in the past, what you have experienced in the past, or what you have been told you could experience, is what brings on all of the suffering on the planet. Get rid of fear, and all of that disappears. Then only love remains. And love, my dear brothers and sisters, is the glue that holds this entire universe together. You can only have enough love, anything is possible. So I say again to you now, as you have moved back into your physical bodies, if you have not, do so now. Move back into your physical form, bringing the energy of the New Jerusalem, bringing the healing consciousness that you found on the ship within your healing chamber. Bring it back in with you. Merge it back into your body. Feel the energy surging through your body now as you come back in. Feel the tingling all over your body. Feel the energy moving up and down your spinal column. Feel the Kundalini energy as it begins to rise. And in some, it has already risen quite a bunch here, quite a bit here. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. You have a great deal to look forward to. You have a great deal to be grateful for. In the now, in this moment here, you do not have to wait for the future to feel the presence now. For again, you are the presence. It is not I, Sananda. It is not Ashtar. It is not Saint Germain. It is you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the ones that will send this energy, share this energy, spread this energy across the planet. Yes, when the galactic pulse hits, it will increase this tremendously. But just as you are being acclimated to these energies, you are helping those around you to acclimate to these energies as well. Without even their knowing there is anything such as energies. For your light, everywhere you go, spreads. Again, even if you do not feel like you have light or you have love, you do. It is imbued within you, and it continues to shine out to all that you come in contact with. So as you have heard many times and will continue to hear, and this will be a mantra that will be spoken of in the new golden age, believe and you will see. Believing is seeing. No longer is it having to see to believe. For that is the old paradigm. That is the old programming. You have moved beyond this. The world, the planet, the consciousness of this planet will move beyond this. When the galactic pulse, the event, happens, all of the consciousness of the planet will rise in one grand moment. That will leave many breathless. but you will rise from this. Some will awaken from this, for it will literally throw them down to the ground. They will rise, and they will feel a new consciousness within them. They will feel a sense of bliss having come over them, and they will not know from whence that comes. But you will. You will have known, because you have been working with this. We have been working with you. We are preparing you to become the mentors to those that will come after you. You may feel this is too much for you to handle, or you may say within yourself, why me, Sananda? Who am I? We would say, who are you not? Because you are everything to yourself, to us, and to the entire mankind. Because if you really, truly are one, then you would understand that all consciousness is one. And whatever you do to your brother, it comes back to you, whether it is what you would call positive or negative. Whereas the golden rule was given, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, that is certainly the way of the new golden age. New golden earth, nouveau earth. I leave you now. I will be with you again in the morning, tomorrow, during your Hollow Earth call, as well as others. All of my peace and love be with you. Thank you for your time, your energy, your efforts. On your behalf.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Or should I say, good evening, Arizona. And all of you others that are on the phone, good evening, and welcome to the continuing show that we are having here. We are so thrilled and in enjoyment to provide all of this that we can for you. But do not think of this in terms of entertainment. Yes, we have fun. Yes, we tend to create joy. Yes, we like to make you laugh and all of this, and we laugh as well. Oh boy, do we laugh at some of the things that you do. It is so amazing. It is like a television show that we watch. You see? You watch your comedies and things like that and your other shows and television series and all of this, and we watch you as our show. How about that? Probably did not know there were those watching on a screen way up high in the heavens and watching every move that you make. No, we joke here. We do not watch every move you make. Certainly that would be invasion of privacy, and we don't do that. We would never do that. But we are here to assist and guide in any way that we can. And if it is done through enjoyment and fun and laughter, yes, we're all for that. And song. Oh my goodness, song. What is the song you have been singing? Let's sing it together now. How does it go here? Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking word of wisdom, let it be. Yes, sing, sing, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Speaking word. Wonderful. Sing out loud. Sing out strong. strong. Because when you sing, when you let go, your consciousness soars. Do you know this? Do you feel this when this occurs? Do you feel when you hear some wonderful music, how your everything within you just rises up? You feel chills, you have goosebumps. All of these wonderful things are signs to you that you are on the right track, that you are on the path. And my goodness, you are all on the path. Even though you think you have fallen off the path, you've stepped off of it, you've gone different ways and all of this, you have not. You are all on it. You are strongly on it and moving ahead. And as Sananda has said many times, you are nearing that finish line. And you know what, people? There really is a finish line. It is coming. It is not a figment of yours or our imagination. It is real.
Yeah.
You see?
Sure.
Just look out in front of you and you'll see it. But you wonder. You wonder. When is it going to be one who serves? When is it going to be Saint Germain, like you said earlier today? When are we going to have the money and things like this? You see, you are so involved in the 3D world,
yeah.
You forget about what is coming in the 5D world,
yeah.
That you are already in the 5D world. This is the most important thing. You have already gotten there. You see? You have already crossed the finish line. Sananda has said that before.
Yeah.
One who serves has said that before. But it is your mind that still waits on crossing the finish line. You still think because of your programming that you have to see something to believe it. But what have we been telling you over and over and over? Believe it and you will see it.
Yeah.
It is there right in front of you. Just reach out, grab it, and pull yourself across. And know that you've pulled yourself across. You see? Oh, my goodness gracious. You have no idea. We can tell you over and over and over everything that is happening in the background, all the things that are going on. You see some of it, you experience some of it, but yet you are looking for that one grand event, are you not? You are looking for that one thing that says, yes, we are here. It is now.
Yes.
But that's not the way it's going to happen. Not in that respect. You will begin to see certain things that will occur, that will give you an idea, an understanding that all of this is real, that you are actually going to have this transition, that yes, you are going to receive the various monies and things of this nature, but not so that you could go out and buy new cars and new homes and do exactly as the cabal has done. No, you are going to be receiving this money because it is necessary to bring about balance to the world, to create, to rather take away the haves and the have-nots. That is not the way of consciousness. That is not the way of the way the world was meant to be. That is certainly not the republic that Saint Germain spoke of long ago. That is not what he has been planning. He has been planning this new republic, and you are going to see that. That is coming. That is going to be announced very, very soon here. Oh, there's that word again, huh? That's soon. That's soon for you when it serves, but not for us. You're soon, maybe years. But when we say soon now, and you're going to have the guardians are going to be with you again tomorrow during your Hollow Earth call. They have announced that they are going to be there. James is just now finding out about this as well. So there is going to be somewhat of an announcement. Yes, we can say this. We can say this. There have been times I have put my foot in my mouth here, and those of that mentor to me have done the shaking the finger thing and saying, oh, you went too far this time. But I am looking at them now, and they are over there saying, go ahead, keep going.
Yes,
you're doing good.
Yes, tell us.
So we keep going here. We're going to have so much that in that next year you are going to be amazed. 2017? Can you imagine? 2017! It was just a few moments ago, wasn't it? 2012?
Yeah.
When you all thought you were going to float off into the heavens here? You thought you were going to get up in the ships and be gone and all of this? And all of this was going to be in the past? And it did not happen. But you see, it did happen. All that was said was going to happen did happen. But most importantly, you, the collective consciousness you, said, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Mother Gaia. Wait a minute, Sananda. Wait a minute, Ashtar. Wait a minute, Prime Creator. We do not want to go off into Never Never Land, into the higher vibrations, and leave all of our brothers and sisters behind. We want to take them with us. We want to truly be able to say no one left behind. And as a collective consciousness, as a collective chorus, you rose up and you said, wait. And you're probably thinking, what the hell did we do that for? You see? Well, did we just say hell? Oh, my goodness. But you see, there is no hell.
Right.
So we can say that as much as we want.
Yeah.
That's just a word that you guys have come up with. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. It's all going to be used too.
Yes.
He said, sure, say hell all you want. Please understand, again, that we have so much fun. We are here to enjoy ourselves, to even make fools of ourselves, I say myself here. But it is so much fun that James was probably thinking, oh, my God, he's singing, you see? You have to understand that we've received a lot of training here from Robin Williams, who came up.
Ah!
I thought I was something special, but he came along and he just got up on stage and took control here. Showed us a thing or two.
Yeah.
Literally, we're being serious here.
Oh, wow.
He has certainly joined us. He is a wonderful being.
Great.
And has gone through his ascension process.
Wow.
So, he will be here to assist in the future. He will be back on stage. There will be many others that you have had before that brought laughter to you and raised your spirits. But most importantly, you are here to raise your spirits. You are here to raise the spirits of those around you. Not that you are forced to, not that you have to encourage anyone that does not want help. Certainly no. And do not ever feel guilt or guilt anyone else. That is a major no-no here. Do not guilt. Do not in any way provide guilt here. But be who you are. In every circumstance now, as you continue to move along, let go. Be who you are. Don't hide yourself anymore, as long as it's safe to do so. If it is someone that absolutely has no interest in what you are talking about, then be quiet. Or as one who serves said, don't open the door anyway.
Yeah.
You see? So the other one who serves, that must be confusing to one here on the phone that is new here. Wait a minute, isn't this the one who serves? There are several of us. I am the one that loves to have the most fun and joke and all of this. And but up to not just recently, they did not allow me to come up on stage too much here. But I have won my wings here, you might say. Not what angels become.
Aaron, you yeah.
Am I an angel? No, I'm not an angel. But truly and very realistically, people, brothers, sisters, friends, dogs, yes, we do not forget about you, our favorite animals and friends also. Conscious. consciousness. It is all about consciousness. Consciousness is raising everywhere. Consciousness is you. Consciousness is everything about you. Know this. Continue to know this. Whatever it is that happens in your life daily, it is consciousness. If you are in a job, J-O-B, just over broke, that you do not like, know that it is consciousness that is taking you away from this, that is moving you out from this, that is saying, no, this is no longer right for me. Now, if it is a situation where it is money involved and finances and you must stay in a certain position in order to feed family, then this is a different story. You must continue to do that until you no longer need to do it. You see? But please understand that you will not need to do it very much longer. That time has come. The three-dimensional paradigm is nearly over. And again, you are the ones moving ahead. You are the ones in the forefront, the forerunners here. Just as John the Baptist, do you remember John the Baptist, those of you? John the Baptist came and announced the coming of the Christ. You are John the Baptist. The collective you are John the Baptist announcing the coming of the Christ, the second coming. But it is not Sananda. It is not Yeshua. Yes, they will be here. Yes, that is true. But it is they are not the second coming. You are the second coming. You are the Christ consciousness growing within you. This Christmas, you're going to have Yeshua with you. He will come and do his annual Christmas special here, you might say. But this Christmas, you want to have the Christ consciousness, the Christ babe born within you, male or female, it matters not. You see? Let it be born within you. Let the Christ consciousness come over you, through you, around you, and then send it out from you to all others. This is how it spreads. Then when the pulse of energy, the event occurs, and that pulse comes to the planet from the great central sun, it will reverberate throughout the planet, as you have heard. But you yourselves, because you have the Christ consciousness knowingly within you, many have the Christ consciousness within them but do not know it. You will have it knowingly within you. And you will be able to take this pulse of energy and fully immerse yourselves in it. And when others have been stricken to the floor because of the great bliss that comes over them, almost as if a thunderstorm or a lightning bolt strikes them, you will be able to stand tall, feel this energy, feel this bliss, and know and understand how wonderful it all is and how grateful you are for this opportunity to be able to expand and grow and move through this ascension process and not have to go through all of the travails and the trials and the initiations and all of this that we had to go through. It is going to be easier for you because we have prepared the way. And you have prepared the way for you and all of those after you to go forward. Okay?
Okay. Great.
That was quite long, was it not?
Yeah, that's great.
You have questions here now.
Yes.
I am ready for your questions. Oh, my goodness, am I ready?
Can we manage the fire? People get cold.
Well, sure you can.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Okay. Oh, manage the fire. Fire, good.
All right.
You got in trouble.
That was a different situation.
Okay.
That was another one who serves too. He's kind of a stick in the mud.
To go through a lot of trials and all this and tragedy, maybe. Is it? I think I might know, but could you please say it or tell me?
Yes,
tell
we
us?
Can. Certainly, we can.
Okay.
We want you to picture this. We want you to picture moving into a cave, into a possibly a monastery, something very austere. And you are sitting in that cave, and you are in a lotus position. You have learned to move into a lotus position, stretched your body into a lotus position, able to sit there and do this. And you sit there, and you begin to om. And you om. And you om. And you om. And om. And om. And continue on and on and on and on. And you sit there perfectly still. And it, many times you are bored out of your mind. But you sit there. You sit because you know that you have to move through this entire process. You know this is a part of transition you are going through. This is what your teachers have taught you. Sit there, meditate, and just be. Well, think about this. If someone told you to sit there, meditate, and just be, how would that be for you if you were meant to do this for a day, a week, a month? You get the picture here.
Yes.
And you are probably thinking, but what about sleep? What about water? What about food? No,
yes.
None of the above. You get none of these.
Oh, must lose a lot of weight.
You have control, you learn control over your body. So there is no sense of discomfort here once you have moved through this process. But now, again, the same picture. Think of yourself now, the way you are right now, moving into a cave-type structure, sitting there on the rock floor. You don't even have a bed, no chairs, a rock floor. Trying to move yourself into a lotus position, but most of you could not do that right now.
That's right.
You see? Start your breathing. Start your chanting. And on and on. And breathe and relax and go. And what you do here in the half an hour or so, or sometimes even 10, 15 minutes, you would be doing for days, weeks, even a month. Could you do it? No. You are not trained to do this. Your bodies cannot handle this. Your programming, your minds cannot handle this. Now, here's the shocker for you. You have all done this before. You have all done exactly what I have just spoken of. All of you have done this. In other lifetimes. You see? But you were not meant to do it in this lifetime. You were meant to be in this life, go through all that you have up until this point, and then one day begin to awaken. The alarm clock begin to go off. And when it went off, you listened to it, you heard it, and many of you reached over and hit the snooze button. But you heard it again. It came on again. For when you hit the snooze button, what happens? 10 minutes later, whatever, it's back on again. In your case, it may have been months or years that you hit the snooze button for. But it came back on again and again until you reached over, you turned it off, and you got up out of bed and woke up.
Wow.
Came out of your sleep. We have to use this. The James is sending this to us right now. He wants us to say this, so we're going to. We say all kinds of things he doesn't want us to say, so we're just going to go with this. You have a movie called Dune. Those of you remember this movie, Dune. If you have not, it is a wonderful movie. There are parts you may not like, but there are many that you will, and the message is wonderful. But the message that comes across here now is where the main character, Paul is his name, yells out, "Father, the sleeper has awakened." That was the birth of the Christ consciousness within him. And he became the Christ of that planet. Just as you can also become the Christ of a planet, many of you have already been a Christ on a planet. That is quite a sobering thought, is it not? Many of you, just as Mother Gaia said earlier, that she has been other planets before, guess what? Many of you have also been planets before. You have been Mother Gaia's before in other worlds, in other systems, even in other universes. Because it was also Mother Gaia that said, life is eternal. You are eternal. That was quite a long answer for that question, was it not? You do not even remember what the question was now.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Other questions here? Probably no one's going to ask a question now. It went on too long.
So can I ask a question from a continuation from a question I had this morning about the resistance and what I was told about the resistance in my leg? When I was, I guess, working as a yogi for that. So what I got the sense that when my life was cut short, that I was healed or something, and I got the sense that the reason why the anxiety is in the lower part of my leg is because my legs were severed. Is that or something?
Is this what you are receiving yourself here? Or was this told to you?
No, that's what I was receiving. Was receiving. It wasn't told to me.
Yes, as we're finding it, without being too specific here, you are experiencing an energy blockage here. And this comes from not only one past life experience, but an entire pattern of past life experiences. And you are at the culmination of that pattern now. You have moved through this entire pattern. You have come to the end of it. And now it is time to release it. There is no reason to have it. For as you have heard here earlier, these past life expressions, past life experiences, are nothing but memories. Memories cannot hurt you unless you allow them to hurt you. But it is your programming. You have lifetime after lifetime after lifetime that thinks you need to take this pain with you, to take this karma with you. You do not need to. Certainly not now, in this lifetime. You do not need to have any of this. You had heard before, and we are going to repeat it. Karma is over. Now, that does not mean that you can't do something now and create karma for yourself. You can. But past karma, by the grace of Prime Creator, God, if you want to call it that, Prime Creator has said that all karma is completed, finished, as long as that one that is receiving the grace is accepting it. That is the difference here. Each one of you is accepting it. If you are not accepting it, it's time to do so. Be grateful. Say thank you to Prime Creator for providing this grace to you. Even the fact that you are in this group or a group such as this is grace to you. That you have been guided to come with like-minded individuals, ones who are also on the fringe, as you tend to deem yourselves. But you are here. You are here with like-minded individuals, a group that shares your understandings, that shares your consciousness, that shares your light. Did we answer your question?
Yes. So it wasn't, so basically my feeling that, I mean, this is my own perception of it, and I thought I was getting was basically that my legs weren't severed. I felt.
We did not say that. We never said one way or the other about that. But we said it's a pattern.
It's a pattern.
Yes.
Okay. And I no longer have to carry that pattern.
That is right. Correct.
Karma's gone. Karma's gone, right.
Yes. What do you say? Get over it.
Let it go.
Let it be. Oh boy, we're going to sing again?
Okay.
Other questions here?
Wonderful. I have a question.
Yes.
This is Dr. Wanda. I'd like for you to expand on something that I believe it was Wanda Fair and some months ago. I was talking about why I went through so much suffering in my life. Actually, it started when I was 18, and where I would freeze and had all kind of evil spirits bothering me and having to jump dimensions to escape. And I think it said something about reincarnating myself in so many different lifetimes at one time. But I didn't catch it all.
And your question directly is?
I would like for you to expand on it.
The fact that you have had reincarnations in many different bodies?
At one time? I think they said different planets.
Yes. Before we answer this question, we need to move the legs of this one. They are falling asleep. So if we are to continue, we need to move this. Very good. Here.
Okay.
Yes. There we go. That feels strange. It's so much like cross-leg better. But anyway, yes, to your, what you are speaking of are multidimensional selves. Many of you have multidimensional selves. You have many aspects of you, many aspects of your higher God self. You are only one aspect of your higher God self, of the monad that is your higher self. You see? So, to answer your question directly, yes, you have had many different extensions of your higher self. One of them is the one you know of now today as the Dr. Wanda.
Okay.
But only one.
So, was that what made my life different than a lot of other people? I mean, before I go to sleep at night, I would have to pray that I had somebody protecting me every single night. Yeah, I mean, it was really, but I kind of think that I chose that for that to happen in order to wake me up, but I'm not for sure.
You came from a background here, and we are going to share just a little bit of this background. It is up to you if you wish to look into this further. Have you ever considered yourself of the Wiccan or the witch type of experience? You ever felt like you were of that?
No.
Not so much in the Salem area, but you had that experience where you came from this. And do you wish us to go further with this?
I wouldn't mind if you go further. I know Yes, go ahead.
You dabbled in the dark arts here as that type of witch, as we are saying here. And you moved from what you would call the light into the darkness, and you dabbled in the dark arts. This is why, in this lifetime, early on, you had a short experience, as we find it, of needing to ward off anything that was not of the light, or what you thought was not of the light, because you did not want to go back and experience what you had with the dabbling within the dark arts. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
This is where this comes from. Also, it is a pattern as well. There's not only one lifetime, but you have an entire pattern here. But just as the last one we spoke of, that pattern has ended. You have come to the point. This is the ending point. This is the ending point for everyone here. Everyone. No exceptions. If you are here in this group, if you are hearing these words, if you are experiencing these techniques and these tools we are giving you, then you are no exception to this. Karma is over for you. You have reached an end to all of this. Now, that does not mean, well, we don't have any more karma, so we're going to go out and rob a bank. That will solve our money problems, will it not? We would say, no, don't do that. Because you do not want to find yourself in a prison cell at this point.
No.
That would not be fun, and you would not be able to then sit back and watch the show. Not from a jail cell. That would be very difficult. You see? Other questions here?
One of us, we all feel very, very close to the event. How do you feel?
Are you close to the event?
No, when.
What have we been saying? Over and over. Do you not understand that four-letter word soon?
What word was it?
Soon. S-O-O-N. Four letters. I think we were going to say.
If I think of it
now, three letters were.
Yeah, now.
But
there's only
yes.
Now.
It is only now. And it is soon. Is it tomorrow? Is it next week? Is it next month? You know we're not going to do that. We learned our lesson from the December 21st, 2012. But not really, because that was all purposeful at that time, to give a date, to have you prepared for that date, to move you in a direction of your consciousness preparing for that date. And then when the date did not happen to your expectation, you grew all kinds of disconcerted and discombobulated and all these types of things. And we sat back and somewhat laughed, yes, we have to admit we did, but we understood your frustration as well. And we vowed at that time, we were not going to do that again. That was a one-time thing here. But you also have to understand that at that time, that was going to be. You were not going to fly off in the clouds. You were not going to all of a sudden beam up into a ship. But you were going to have that blissful event type of activity. That pulse of energy was going to hit at December 21st or thereabouts. But again, you have heard, the collective consciousness of the planet rose up in one grand chorus and said, come on, people.
Wait a minute.
After they
wait. Another four-letter word.
Wait.
Bet you don't like that four-letter word either, do you? We don't want to wait anymore.
We've learned a lot in the last 4 years.
You certainly have.
Yeah.
You have, as Sananda has said many times and will continue to say, you have acclimated to these energies and are continuing to acclimate to these energies. So that when the energies get really strong, you will already be ready for them. Did this answer your question now?
Yes, Wonder. So I was more of asking about the frequency and vibration, because the energy is substantially increasing day by day these days. And so I wanted to ask you from vibration standpoint, frequency standpoint, are we there yet?
You are exactly where you need to be. If that is there, so be it. Okay?
So I have an observation about how things work in my life, and I want to know if it works in the bringing the golden age, in the golden age. So it seems that the more we anticipate, the more we have an expectation, the more the event is pushed further out of our, away from us, the more we relax, be in the moment, be in the now, be at peace, the closer it gets.
Yes. Yes, that is certainly true.
So when people are asking, you know, when people are asking, is it, you know, is it soon, is it this, is it that, it seems that they're actually driving it further out rather than just being, letting it be.
In some respects, yes, you can say that is true. But you also have to understand that it is the collective consciousness here that is involved here. It is the collective consciousness not only of this planet, but of Agartha, of the galactics, all are involved in this in many respects. It is predominantly, though, the collective consciousness of this planet, humankind here on this planet. And it is the collective humankind consciousness that is moving the frequency, either up or down. But we can tell you that the frequency is moving up, rapidly moving up, and you are nearing now the Christmas season, the end of the year, the first of the next year, all of this time that tends to bring grand celebrations and happiness and joy. And this will be the perfect time for all of this to culminate, for all of this joy to come together as more and more and more people. Now that that silly election is over, and you can move on knowing that a particular one, and you know who we speak of, did not get in, did not become the president of this country. That would have been disastrous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can be very specific about that, and that was not going to be allowed. No matter how much they cried and screamed and stamped their feet, it was not going to be allowed. So now
what
that that is passed.
What happened?
Now that
was it that we all, or the ones on the ship, or whoever, made sure Trump got in? If that is what you're saying.
It cannot be in the way you are suggesting here. We cannot influence directly in that respect.
That's what I thought.
We can always use the back door. And we're great at coming in the back doors. Very good.
But isn't it the human consciousness and the raising of the vibration that created the change in the election? The human consciousness created that.
Yes, certainly.
Yes.
But it was also the collective consciousness of all that are involved. You see, the cabal, the ones you call the cabal, the dark forces, they are just the 1% of the 1% of this planet. They are up against billions of people on the planet. They are up against millions, billions, trillions of souls outside of the planet and within the planet.
Whew.
Now, when you hear that, what chance do they have?
And they
how
know
can how can an individual such as this one we spoke of here, how can one individual or a group of individuals think that they can guide or move an entire planet, and even more than that, an entire solar system, when the entire solar system and planet is against them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is why you have heard many, many times, you have power in your numbers,
mm-hmm.
in your consciousness. Your consciousness is so much greater than theirs is. The consciousness of the light is much greater than the consciousness of the dark. And the light will always win out in the long run. Now, there have been skirmishes. There have been wars. We do not speak of the wars here on this planet, but wars outside of the planet. What you know of as the Star Wars were very true in many respects. And these wars occurred. And at times, when it did seem like all was lost, and the dark forces overran those of the light. But it was what would be considered skirmishes or wars. But the entire battle was still raging. And it is still raging to this day. But the light has won here. And it will forever win here. You have heard possibly before that there is to be 1,000 years of peace here on the planet. And that is so. There will be. Whether it goes beyond that or not cannot be ascertained yet. We have enough trouble predicting days ahead, let alone 1,000 years, you see? It is all, again, based on probabilities here. Yes. Other questions here?
Good answers.
You think so?
Yes.
Do you not know that we stay up all night thinking up all this stuff?
I would doubt it. If you sleep.
So what I'm understanding thus far is that there's going to be an event. We're going to have a second dawn. We're going to move into the fifth dimension. These are components of the Christ consciousness, but not the complete Christ consciousness. But we are moving into the second coming of Christ, which is ourselves. And as we pick people up off the floor, either literally or metaphorically, we will, those of us in this room and on the planet who are, you know, in essence, more or less forerunners as light workers, we will be teaching and communicating and also being a foundational rock, so to speak, for others to make cognizance of during this experience. So I guess when you said that the second coming of Christ is ourselves, and we're going to be communicating that and showing others the way that they also are the Christ consciousness, are we going to, in essence, be of similar light and magnitude as Sananda and Joshua in their time when they were the arrival of Christ consciousness in their lifetime and during that time, 2,000 years ago? Are we going to have the presence that Joshua had, have the gifts that he was able to bring forth and give to others?
My goodness, that was so well said. Do you want a job with us?
Yeah.
You can do this. That was very well said.
Thank you.
And yes.
Birthday girl.
Yes, your consciousness will raise as far as you will allow your consciousness to raise. There is no limit. You want to be a Christ? You'll be a Christ. See? There is nothing holding you down. Here on your planet, here within the cabal structure here, there is holding down. What is your saying? It is not what you know, but who you know? Well, that is not the case. In the upper realms, in the higher dimensions, you will rise in consciousness as you are ready to rise in consciousness. If you rise to become the next Sananda, or the next Yeshua, or the next Ashtar, or Saint Germain, or Mother Gaia, or whatever it might be, that's what you will rise to. No limit. No end to the possibilities. Okay?
Well, if we're going to be the second coming of Christ...
We're not going to be. You are already it.
Already are it.
Yes.
So it's up to our awareness to express that Christ consciousness however we want.
My goodness, he's got it.
Yay!
That is correct. Try to go out and tell people that, though.
Yeah.
Go into a church somewhere and try to say, I am the second coming of Christ and so are you. That'll go over real big, will it not? They will probably throw you out on your ear. But go to people that are ready for this, that are ready to hear this. When Yeshua did his ministry, did everyone listen to him? Did many turn away? As he went through the various towns, even his own town, even his own family, not his family so much, but those that knew his family. They turned away from him. They could not hear him. He was blasphemy, they say. But you yourselves now, can you say within yourself, I am God? Can you do that?
Yeah. Yes, but I don't really think we understand that. I mean, we can say it, but I don't really think we get it.
You don't at a intellectual thinking level. If you go from your mind, no, it makes no sense to you. Because what has your programming told you all your life?
God is outside.
God is outside of, yes. You cannot be God. My goodness, they even said there was only one Son of God.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
They think he said, I am the Son of God. He never said that.
He said, I'm the Son of Man.
Yes. Yes.
Even in the Bible.
Yes. But how many have turned that and say, I am the only begotten Son of God?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fernanda's up there laughing here. He's saying, yeah, you got it. You got it. Keep going.
Oh,
yep.
Yes. You can't get to God directly. You can only get there through me.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Oh,
another thing he said. Another thing he said. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. And second unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. I never knew I was talking about myself all the time I would say that.
That is right, yes. You are talking about yourself.
That's what God, he was doing.
I
didn't catch that for years.
Yes. Now, you can take this further. Are you prime creator? No.
No.
We cannot say we are prime creator. We believe there is only one prime creator. But then you wonder and you question, yeah, but who created prime creator? Somebody must have done it somewhere. That is the mystery. Even we do not understand that mystery. If God is eternal, if energy is eternal, energy always has been, is now, and always will be. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It has always been. Then there is one prime creator that created everything. Everything came from this one great being, one great energy. But here's the kicker, people. You're that energy.
Right.
We are one.
Now think of that one.
Mm-hmm. We're all one.
Right.
What is your saying? Sobering, is it not?
Yeah.
Probably feel like you want to go have a drink now. You know, Saint Germain is saying, yeah, bring me my wine. Incidentally. Okay, we'll take your question.
I have just a really quick question that I really want to ask.
Yes.
When we were on the New Jerusalem, and you said Sananda is coming to see you or be with you.
Yes, Sananda and Ashtar, yes.
I was standing at the light chamber, or at the healing chamber, and Sananda came up to me and put his arm around me, but he was a light body. He was not in a human form. He was a light body. Is that his form on the New Jerusalem?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, of course. Yes.
That was odd. I was looking for a being in his light.
But more importantly, Joanna, what did you feel from his touch?
Oh, my goodness. Total and complete acceptance.
Yes.
And a love beyond.
And the remembrance.
Very
closely. Very closely, yes. Other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I keep dreaming about a baby boy and seeing the word boy and dreaming of fish, and in our culture if you have the fish dream, someone's having a baby. Can you tell me what that means?
Oh my, where's the shearer when we need her now? She's the dream interpreter here. Fish and baby boy, is that what we are hearing?
Yeah.
And what does this mean in your dream?
Is there a baby boy coming into our family?
Not in that respect as you are coming to here. Not that that is not possible. It certainly can be. You do have daughter, do you not?
Yes.
So this is possible, but certainly not anytime soon.
Yes, because I don't have the parts anymore.
Yes. Yes.
That's a long step.
And she is not yet ready for this. Certainly. And you are saying, oh, thank God.
We were thinking maybe it's my ex-husband and his fiance.
We're going to tell you this. When you dream, most of the time when you have your dreams and you come back with memories of them, they are not so much of things outside of yourself, but parts of yourself within you and what those represent within you. So a baby boy, what does that represent within you? What did we already said here earlier? The birth of? You understand what we speak of? The fish. What is the fish representative of in your zodiac?
Pisces. I'm Pisces.
There you go. You understand?
Yes.
There is much more to this, but that will be sufficient for now. Any other questions here? And we were pretty good at that one, were we not?
Yeah, you can pull it
off. I have a question about the little one here, the girl.
Yes.
Her energy is so different. You know, she's so. Mary Lou, come this way. She.
Use the word that she's coming to you.
She's so sweet.
And?
And I noticed how she is with the dog. So usually when a child comes towards the dogs get very excited. But she's like a Christ. She instantly calms them. She puts her hand out, and they almost yield to her. I watch this.
Yes. One word comes to mind here. Angelic.
Yeah.
Angel.
And what?
Angel form here.
What is her... Is that what she is?
That is what we were saying.
So she's an angel that incarnated into a human body.
That is what we are saying.
Wow. I would like to have.
Oh my goodness, there now. Saying, oh, think you maybe you overstepped bounds here just a bit.
Well, she feels like that.
But guess what? It's out now. We cannot take it back.
I think Celeste is too.
Well, I didn't experience that, but there's a little one. It's just overwhelmingly.
I agree.
Can I ask?
There is another one.
Another one here?
Another one that you know that is angel. Oh, angelic.
Julie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very much so.
But he's a little.
This is an example of the new ones coming in that you hear about. The new ones that. They're not coming to prepare the way. You are preparing the way for them. See? You are preparing the way for them to come and begin to show what they can do. Their powers, their understandings, their knowings that they are bringing into the planet. But they are not coming in to be in the three-dimensional world. No. They are coming in to be a part of the new expression, the new fifth dimensional paradigm. That's what they came here for. If it were not to happen as they came, they would not stay here.
Thank you, Julian, for asking. Thank you for asking. I actually wanted to ask a question about her. That's okay.
Yeah.
Many times she told me once that she says, "Mima, I'm real sorry that you had lost the baby that you had, that you were carrying, and that's why I had to jump into my mommy's tummy in order to come to you." Is that true?
You already know that.
Come on, Dr. Wanda.
Why do you insist on asking questions you already know?
I just wanted to hear from you. She's been prophetic a lot too, and there were times that one time she asked me about my mother in the bathroom, and I said, well, my mother is gone and we'll never see her again. And then all of a sudden she says, her voice changed, and she said, but Nima, she's coming here with Yah. She's coming with Yahweh. And I said, baby, did you say she's coming with Yahweh? Yeah, she's coming, but you have to start praying for her.
Wow.
And then about a few weeks later, her little voice changed again, and she said, Nima, you are not praying for your mother. So I've always known that she's got some special things going on, and I love her dearly.
Yeah. She said he was coming on Wednesday at 3:00.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
It is very important for these little ones, for the parents, for those who mentor to them, to accept them for who they are and let them be. You see? Let them be who they are. Do not drum out of them their imagination, their ability to visualize, their ability to manifest immediately. You will see this if you allow it to develop here. And certainly after the event has occurred, it will be allowed from everyone. It will be a change in consciousness across the planet, and everything that was limited before will now become limitless.
Great. Wonderful. She's got a little brother. He seems like a little angel, too.
Yeah.
We think that they both were supposed to be part of our lives, our family.
That's a male thing.
He's a little boy.
That Cheryl is dreaming about.
Yeah, Cheryl's supposed to have him the way that she's with me. That's what we always saw. Oh, I don't know.
Are there other questions now?
Rodney, do you have any questions?
Tapping in and enjoying the conversation.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
When did you fly in, Rodney? Did you just like appear, come through the walls here?
I found the wall and I was able to get through.
Yeah. Welcome.
Namaste. I have a question. It's about trust and betrayal. I have been enduring a very difficult year, where I experienced the worst sort of pain that I think a human being can experience, the betrayal of the closest one, loved members in your family. And, I've always been the strong one. And I was always being the leader, the alpha male, you could say, the one that leads others and is strong. And I always found strength in Mother, Father, God. And, it's been a lot of years, I guess you could say, being in the front. And I want to understand, once you have no more gas, once you are absolutely on empty, if you don't want to be in the front no more, is there any way to, just get out of the front without offending Mother, Father, God, and the company in heaven and your members? Because I feel betrayed. I have given it my all. And, we have heard that there's going to be help and support and assistance, but, the supplies never come. It's always a soon, a maybe, a here, and I respect that, you guys are in charge of that, not us. But, you know, I always felt that we were a team. I always felt that we were going to get support and assistance. This Christmas, I will spend it in jail because someone chose, out of despite, to raise false testimonies in court and do terrible things in that aspect and cause great punitive damage. And it resulted in a situation where I will, you know, I don't want to go through. And I feel betrayed because, you know, while you guys speak about being at the height of the, you know, of the movie, and, you know, it won't be like that for me, despite all my efforts. And so I feel abandoned and, you know, perhaps betrayed. You know, help came, and if it does, it didn't came for me. And so if I don't want to be in the front anymore, and I don't feel like spending Christmas in jail, is there a way out that won't offend Mother and Father God and the rest? Thank you.
Moses, our dear Moses, our friend, there is nothing that we can say at this point that will give you comfort here. Because you are in a situation that has been created, however it has come about, but you are in a situation that you must see through at this time. It is what has been called contract you came in with. You are fulfilling that contract now as we find it. Not the contract that you want to fulfill at your conscious knowing level self, but a contract nevertheless that you came in with. It is a finish for you of a karmic situation, not from this lifetime, but it is a pattern that you brought in, particularly with this one that you are speaking of. That has, as you say, betrayed you. But the only solace we can give you here is to understand this pattern and how in a time past life, you did somewhat the similar type of thing here to this one. This is a karmic, we do not like to use this terminology, but it fits here, a karmic retribution that is going on here. Now, with that said, you do not have to allow this process to bring you down. Yes, you will be in a situation that will not be to your liking, certainly not. But there are two things here. One is, look at all that you have in your life, even though it seems to be at rock bottom now. Look at those throughout the planet that are in either a similar situation or much, much, much worse. You know that whenever anyone has said this to you, when you hear, yes, but where someone has lost a finger, let it say, and then you are reminded of someone who lost a foot, and then of someone who lost 2 feet, or 2 hands, or whatever it might be. You see, there is always something worse or less than that you find yourself in. But again, as we started with this, we cannot give you solace in this. We cannot do anything or say anything that can be consoling to you enough other than to know that you are the light. And you bring that light wherever you go. And you are being sent. Now, this is a different way for you to look at this. You are being sent on a mission here. When you find yourself in that disconsolate place that you will be for a period of time, you are bringing the light with you, just as you did previously. You spoke of this story previously, where you brought the light into a similar situation, and another that was in that same situation with you benefited from this. And you from that one, meeting with that one. You know what we speak of here, do you not? Moses?
Yes, yes, Master.
Yes. And again, we know that this will not keep you from being in a jail cell or anything of this nature. This is something you will have to go through, but as you go through it, bring the light with you. And know that it is only temporary. Know that it is just a short period of time where you will be out, free, and be able to experience everything that has been spoken of here. And even more importantly, you will be a part of this great expression. You are destined for this. You are destined for great things, Moses. That is all we can say on this. We cannot tell you what those great things are, but you are destined.
We love you, Moses. Yes, very much.
Thank you very much. These are words of hope. I thought karma was over, so I couldn't understand, but if you say I still had some carryover, some tax due, then I can live with that. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because this was a knife I couldn't get out of my back, and I thank you.
Moses,
we love you.
Love you so much.
Yes. We're with you.
Yes. We're your family too, Moses. And if you feel inclined to maybe provide one of us with your address and we could perhaps write to you, just reminding you of the gift and the love and the light that you are, that you are bringing to the situation you're going to be in. I know I would love to share with you in any way that I can while you go through this. This is Sue, by the way. So any way I could help support you in this process, I would love to do that.
So would we too, Moses.
We love you, Moses.
We love you so much, Moses. This is Val. We love you. We love you. Please give us your address.
We're sending you all of our light right now.
We lift you up in light.
You are the light.
You feel this love and light coming to you?
I do. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Our family is with you. Not only this family here, but the entire family that has been with you all the way. You are never forgotten. That is for everyone here. You have never been forgotten. From the time that you volunteered to come on this crazy mission, you were never forgotten. You always had guidance. Are there any further questions here? Nothing further? Then we are ready to release channel. And when you come together during your call tomorrow, your Hollow Earth call, as you have heard, yes, the Guardians will be here, Sananda will be here, I may even be back here if they let me. And we continue with this. And as you know, it is what you call the swan song for this particular network here, the Hollow Earth, but it is the ending of one and the beginning of another. The ending of one stage, the beginning of another. And it is a grand beginning. And all of you, every single one of you, is a part of this new golden expression here on the earth. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
And thank you.